Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for this beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we are grateful, O God, for all that you have done for us. We really appreciate you in everything. We thank you, God, because you are the Lord that answered our prayers. And we thank you, God, for our preservation, for your provision, and for every good thing you are doing in our life. Oh, my Father, my God, I appreciate you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for your children who are there waiting for this program, because I know it's another time to be blessed by your word. Lord, I pray that, Lord, all together you will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, that everyone that hear this word this morning, they will encounter you, encounter favor in their life. Things will change in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, blessed be your name, oh God, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you, your family, everyone over there hearing this word this morning. You know, I want to thank you for all your inquiries. Thank God for those, you know, who came to church on Friday, even for the Dominion service. Thank God for, you know, God's goodness. Thank God for all those, you know, who invited us to their altar to minister. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are going to be sharing on, you know, uncommon favor. I said uncommon favor because I believe it's time for you to be baptized with favor. It's time for you to move further in life. It's time for you that God, you know, will start to bless you uncommonly. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we start this morning by saying favor? What does it mean? Favor can be defined as an act of kindness. You know, it's an act of kindness which allows people to obtain those things that don't belong to them. You know, things that doesn't belong to them. You know, and this favor, it gives them something that they don't deserve. A kindness that you don't deserve. A lifting that you don't deserve. You know, a breakthrough that you don't deserve. Just come like that. I believe you are having it this morning. Now, let's go to the scripture. You know, as we are talking this time, let's go to the book of Psalm 102, verse 13.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come.
Wow. Can you see what Bible is saying? It says, God will arise for you. You know, God will baptize you with favor. God will bless you in every ramification this morning. Your struggling has come to an end. You know, God is ready to do something that will surprise you. It will be a divine surprise. Also, let's read Psalm 5, verse 12.
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor without compassing him as with a shield.
So, God has promised he will bless you. Oh, hallelujah. God is God of blessings. He said, and with favor, he will encompass you. My, oh my. This morning, I want you to listen very, very well. Because, you know, the type of blessings that has never entered into your life or entered into your family is coming to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I see the door of blessings open unto you. I see favor coming to you, coming to your people, coming to your children in the name of Jesus Christ. No, this favor, you know, it is a time to perform a particular task, you know, that is beyond your ability. You do something that you are comprehending. So I can do this thing. That is favor for you. This favor is coming upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor opens doors for outstanding success and supernatural breakthrough. Now, so it is favor, it opens the door. It opens the door of success. It gives you supernatural breakthrough. You know, there is hardly anything that you cannot have in any particular area if divine favor works for you in that area. There is nothing you cannot receive. There is something you cannot have. Once divine favor is there. Why? Because others may struggle to have it happening. Divine favor makes it easy for you. Where people are struggling, where people are, you know, they are sweating, you know, they are toiling. Divine favor It makes it easy for you. May this favor come upon you in Jesus' name. May you now start to receive this baptism this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Because favor makes it for a man to be almost an effortless achiever. You know, you become an achiever with little effort. That is favor for you. You know, I believe and I pray and I prophesy for you to you this morning that, you know, you'll be an achiever in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not struggle again in the name of Jesus Christ. And we saw that in the Bible, all those people who have spiritual breakthrough in life, you know, they enjoy favor. Jesus himself, he enjoyed favor. Let's see the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
So Jesus increased in favor with God and man. You know, his favor with God opened doors to all that are God's, you know. And, you know, his favor with men helped him in the ministry. That's it. So Jesus, the reason why he was effective, he was successful, was because, you know, there was favor upon his life. God put abundant favor for him. No wonder people like Moses, people like Joshua, Samuel, Esther, Daniel, David, Joseph, Paul, name it in the Bible, that were successful in the Bible, you know, they enjoyed divine favor. I believe that as from today, your testimony will change. Favor will change your testimony. As you are hearing me this morning, favor of God is changing your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because favor lifts up. If you want a lifting, favor is the power that lifts you, is the elevator. You know, favor decorates. You know, it brings a new glory upon your life. You know, favor distinguishes a man in his generation. Favor makes a man to be distinguished. It makes a man to be special. It makes a man to be noticeable. You know, that is favor. And that is what you are going to enjoy now as I start this series in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Joseph himself, Bible says he wore a coat of many color, you know, in his youth. Even, you know, he has, you know, a foundation of favor. Family favor in his generation. Can you see now? You know, it was favor that accomplished life of Joseph. Look at Joseph from the beginning to the end. From his father's house, you know, he enjoyed coat of many colors, coat of favor. Can you see now? That coat was coat of favor, showing that this one, Oluwamoni, oh my God, you become special in Jesus' name. You know, favor will distinguish you. Everywhere you go, favor will go with you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, favor will work for a man. What hard work, toiling, sweat cannot do. You know, when you have been toiling for decades, under 5 minutes, favor changed the whole thing. You know, have you been suffering for years? Have you been looking for, you know, blessing here and there? Have you been looking to God for this and that? When favor comes upon you, it will change your story. I see your story being changed in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine favor is seen like an aroma that will make men to love, to like, and to get attracted to you. Listen, divine favor makes men to love you. Divine for me them to be attracted to you. You know, it's like a magnet that brings people unto you. Oh, this favor, you are receiving it in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall be favored in the name of Jesus Christ. It's like, favor is like a crown. You know, it's like a crown, a beauty crown on the head of a man that compels men to admire or to associate with him. Go and ask David. David will tell you everything, because David enjoyed this favor so much that he confessed in the Bible. See what he said in Psalm 103 verse 4. Psalm 103 verse number 4.
Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies?
You know, so he said, God placed on his head a crown of loving kindness and tender mercies. Everywhere David went, you know, his life attracted favor. His life, everything about him attracted favor. My, oh my. You know, this is what God sent me to come and share with you this morning. That it's time for you also to accomplish greatness in life. It's time for you, know, for this favor to make a meaning upon you. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about uncommon favor. And you know, as I'm sharing this word to you this morning, the spirit of favor is coming upon you. Things are changing in your life. You are being baptized. You are being blessed. You know, God is doing wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me describe favor to you more and more. You know, because, you know, I want you to understand it very, very well. Let's go to the book of Esther. Esther chapter number 2, Esther chapter 2, let's read from verse 15 to 17. Esther chapter 2, from verse 15 to 17.
Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that look upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti.
Oh my God, can you see the favor that Esther enjoyed? So favor there means when a man or a woman is selected for something good among many qualified counterparts. They are all virgins. Esther too was a virgin. You know, the king Ahasuerus now needs a wife because the Vashti misbehaved, the former wife misbehaved. There's a need to replace her. So they now call upon all the virgins in the land to come and display their beauty for the king to know whom to choose. And you know this Esther. Number one, she was a non-indigene. She doesn't belong to that country. Can you see that? And, you know, when other people are looking for attachment, you know, women love attachment. Women, they are not satisfied. When God give them ear, they will put attachment there. When God give them nail, they will put another nail there. When God give them nose, they will put another ring there. No matter what gives to a woman, it's still like they are still looking for more attachment. So, you know, in a beauty contest, can you imagine what other women would have done? They will put on, you know, you'll be hearing all sorts of odor. The Bible says, this Esther, she required nothing. She added nothing. She was just in natural. She went for that competition, you know, just in a natural way. Oh my God. For you to know that God is behind her. You know, and her father and her mother are no more. They died many, many years ago. It was Mordecai, her uncle, that took care of her. What are we saying this morning? Is that when favor comes among the qualified people, the Lord will pick you. Can you see now? You know, so the virgins came there to display their beauty. But when it was the turn of Esther, Bible says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of them that look upon her. So, you know, their favor was just upon her. Favor was all over her. Can you see now? So I believe this morning, are you also going out this morning for interview? Are you going out for business opportunity? Where are you going this morning? Favor will accomplish you. Favor will go with you. The favor of God will approve your life. You know, everything that you desire this morning, throughout this week, throughout this month, throughout this year, favor will accomplish it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to you last year that you couldn't make your target? Favor will add up for you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are told that they now took Esther to the king Ahasuerus. Yeah? And when Esther entered, natural girl, no artificial thing, no all these things that women do, you know, all this lipsticking and everything, eye slashing, nothing. Do you know that immediately the king set his eyes upon Esther? Oh my God. The king said, oh, this should be the queen. This should be the queen. This is my queen. Can you imagine that? Why? Because of favor. Oh my God. You shall be chosen in the name of Jesus Christ. Among every counterpart, among those who are, you know, who are competing with you, your life is approved in the name of Jesus Christ. So when a man or a woman is selected for something good among many qualified counterparts, then that is favor. Among many people competing with you. Probably you are trying to go for a contract, and there are many people also vying for that contract. I ask for favor to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Probably you are going for selection. You are going for a visa application, and you want them to give you the visa. In the name of Jesus Christ, favor will approve you in the name of Jesus. So when everyone that saw Esther, they saw favor. As from now, I prophesy to you, anyone that will see you, they will see favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two way I want to describe for this morning is when a man is chosen for a position that is not naturally qualified for, especially among others. When a man is chosen for a position that he does not naturally qualify for, the position is higher than him. He didn't meet up, and yet, favor make it for him. Oh my God. Even though this morning you are not complete, but favor will complete you. Even though you look less in some ways, and people are really queen because of this little abnormality in your life, but favor will help you, will stand for you. It's like David. I'm sure you know the story of David. David was the last born of Mr. Jesse. Do you know that, this David, they look down upon him. This David, other people were in the town enjoying themselves, all his brethren, his siblings. Do you know that it was only David that was in the wilderness? What was he doing with the animal? It's like they are punishing him. I even learned that his mother was not at home. Other women, other mothers at home, David's mother was not at home. And that's why we don't even know the name of David's mother. The name of David's mother was not mentioned in the Bible. So David has been relegated. But you know what? God pick him up. God pick him up. And God glorifies life. Now let's see the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And let us read verse 11 to 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 11.
And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
Wow, this morning the oil of favor is coming upon your head. This morning, as I'm speaking, you have been anointed. Anointed, for favor, anointed for lifting. Now, do you know that when God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse, the father of David, David has seven brethren, and they paraded the seven brethren before him, before Samuel. In fact, Samuel made the first ministerial mistake. The first mistake in life, when he saw the firstborn of Jesse, called Eliab. Eliab looked so big. He looks so big and tough, So his stature deceived Samuel. Samuel thought that he was a king to be anointed. Everyone cried, don't make that mistake. He's not the one. He said, we have rejected him. Oh my God. I pray that you will not be rejected. That was the firstborn. Every firstborn in Israel, they have, entitlements to the throne. But Eliab was rejected. What did he do? We don't know. He probably committed sin. Probably he has done something against God and has been rejected. That is why I'm still going to tell you things that can rob you from favor, things that can put off the lack of favor in your life. I'm still going to share with you under this program, probably next week. But you see now, Eliab was rejected. They now brought all the other siblings. They were not qualified. And Samuel said, God sent me to you, Jesse, to come and anoint somebody here. But yet, no more qualified. Is there another child? Hey, did not say, there is one small boy, in the field. He's there with the animal. They did not even count him as his son. When Jesse brought forth all his children, David was excluded. Oh, my God. When people exclude you, God will include you. Look, don't allow people to conclude right now. Because you have a glory, your glory will start to rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Sabina said, we will not see that until what? Until you bring David. David must be here. So they now brought David. And Bible said, when he came, Bible says he was ruddy, with a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look unto. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. I ask the power of God to arise now and to anoint you. Either you are sitting now, you are standing, anywhere you are hearing me this morning, I have the power of God to anoint you with the oil of favor, to change your life, for you to enter on the throne in the name of Jesus Christ. Before my time goes out, let's look at the third description. You know, the third description of this favor. You know, when a man seeks the face of God in prayer and have all his requests granted, when a man pray, so it means that, you know, when you pray, favor makes God to answer your prayers. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10.
And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
God granted him all. You know, a man makes four prayer points to God, and God granted all this at the same time. Imagine that. That is favor. You know, he asked God, Lord, you must change my situation. I don't like what is happening in my life. I want a change. If you can cry to God, you know, God can change your life. You know, when you pray, you know, God can favor you. So it means one thing also you can do for you to receive favor is to pray. You know, so Jabez said, I don't like my situation. You know, his father called him Jabez, and Jabez means child of sorrow. Why should I be a child of sorrow? Why should sorrow fill my life? Lord, something must happen. I reject what is happening to me. Will you also reject what is happening to you this morning? Are you okay with your condition? Are you okay with your level? Are you okay with, you know, your financial capacity right now? Are you okay? Now, if you are not okay, you need to rise, you know, and to say, Lord, I need a change like Jabez. You know, Jabez has a curse upon his life. You know, things were not working for Jabez. But you know, the day he called upon the name of the Lord came and answered his prayer, and he became more honorable. And Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Why? Because when he prayed, God favored him. I begin to see that now, that when you call upon God, favor will also come in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the last one for today. I will continue next week. You know, in John chapter 5, John chapter number 5, let's read from verse 1. John chapter 5 from verse 1.
And after this thing, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he has been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Amen. Now, because my time is gone right now, do you know that, you know, Bible says that Jesus, this man was located. Favor located. This man had been crippled for 38 years. The useful part of his life has been spent there. It's a way of healing, very, very slow. The angel will come and what? And steer the water. The first person that entered the water will be made whole. So this man has been there for 38 years. Excuse me, 38 years, waiting for healing. Have you been waiting for many years too for healing? This morning, I command, favor heals you. The favor of God, are you in the hospital or you at home? Where are you this morning and you need healing? I prophesy to you that problem in your body is over forever in the name of Jesus Christ. It's over forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, there are many people there, but that man alone was located. That man alone. And he said, I have no man. Hey, I have no help. But you have help. Your help has come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow is church. By the grace of God, come and hear more of this preaching church at Christian Dominion Network Ministries. I'm sure when you come, that I'm going to lay hands upon you and things will change for you and God will do something in your life. And before you leave church tomorrow, you will have a mighty testimony. Thank you so much for your listening prayer. I give God glory because I know you are going further in life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.